We are pleased to be joined here on the program today by Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Jack Alston. Jack, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Jack has shared some interesting statistics here on gross domestic product in Pottawatomie County after a survey was done here recently from a local economist here, and it shows some kind of troubling numbers here for Pottawatomie County, Jack, and I'll let you kind of give us a little background on what his findings were.
Yeah, we used Dr. Eric Higgins of Kansas State University's Business School, and what essentially he found out or discovered along with studying Riley and Geary counties was that the gross domestic product or the value of goods and services produced in the county has gone down quite dramatically over the last 8 years in the area of gross domestic product by utility. So net generation of utilities or electric power has gone down substantially, causing the valuation eventually of the Jeffrey Energy Center to possibly go down a little bit more rapidly. But we found out that the percentage of GDP in the Pottawatomie County for utilities was 40%, and by 2019, it has gone down to 22 or 23%, which is pretty dramatic. Means that you have to increase exports elsewhere in the economy, like in manufacturing, healthcare, or in information technology based. So those sorts of things are exported out of the county, which tends to, which will increase production of services. So valuations can't increase until those sorts of things happen. Actually, we haven't done that bad because manufacturing is the strongest, other than Jeffrey, is the strongest part of our economy. And we need to just increase more manufacturing to enhance our tax base.
Okay. And that's maybe not too surprising there, because we all know that Jeffrey Energy has been kind of winding down there, its production. But for the numbers to be so skewed between Pottawatomie County to Riley to Geary, maybe kind of explain why it's such a vast difference there.
Well, Geary County's economic base, major part of its economic base, is revolved around Fort Riley. Riley County's economic base is revolved around Kansas State University, and they're the biggest contributors to the economy. So actual GDP has been kind of flat since 2011, and real GDP has dropped some in Geary and very flat in Riley, whereas it's dipped in Pottawatomie County. And if you look at the what's called the index, where the index was 100 in 2012, which is the base year, Kansas has gone from 100 to 113. Pottawatomie County has gone from 100 75.3, one of the worst in the nation. And then Riley County has been even at 100, and at 2019 is 100.48. And Geary County has gone from 100 to 83.67, which means that, you know, the economic base is not as strong as the rest of the state, even though we're increasing in population, people coming to live here because of MBAF or related industries. So we just need to continue to try to attract manufacturing jobs.
All right. And that's something we hear a lot of here, and just getting that extra leg there on the stool for the region, besides K-State and Fort Riley. That, I mean, these statistics obviously reiterate that point. In terms of household income, though, it looks like Pottawatomie County is not really doing that bad.
Right, yes. So in terms of burden, the advantage here is that a burden household is defined as one whose payment represents more than 30% of the income. And both Riley and Geary have a significant percentage of its households that would be considered burdened with high housing payments. Pottawatomie County's burden household percentage is very low. Part of the reason is a lot of larger homes here, newly built, people with substantive incomes, median income, median housing income has median income for households have increased substantively in the last, say, 10 years, and more in the last two or three. And you can tell that by the number of homes being built in Blue Township and St. George Township, and pretty soon there'll be more built in Wamego Township.
It's interesting to look at this, and you talked about manufacturing and kind of seeking out those kind of opportunities here for economic development. Is there any specific businesses that you would be looking for, to try to expand to this region?
Well, the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership is the team that we work with, and we're looking at animal health and animal science, biodefense, biosecurity, crop science like Corteva, and that we brought in here about a year and a half ago, and more companies like that. Like in Wamego, we have MS Biotech, and then there's other companies out in Riley County as well. And we're looking to, with Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, Manhattan Chamber is looking to do more of that in concert with them.
Okay. Again, speaking with Jack Alston here, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. Is there anything else these numbers kind of taught you here that maybe you weren't quite aware of?
I don't think my board knew that the production had shifted that quickly from fossil fuel to renewable. And I think the announcement that the first unit will be shut down 2030 didn't come as a surprise, but it was a sort of a disappointment because of its significance to the economic value of the county. Having said that, we just have to work harder and more on a regional basis than we already do. It's just trying to keep up some of the work we're already doing.
How many jobs does that Jeffrey Energy Center account for right now here in 2021?
Probably 100 to 150, not including contractors.
So pretty significant.
Yeah, and it will gradually go from employees to contractors, especially as retirements become more prevalent. And those that are younger have such great skills that they won't have any major issues finding employment.
I know Pottawatomie County is looking at potentially developing some regulations for solar energy.
That's utility scale solar. And I had worked with those projects in New Mexico, and the ratio for a 100-megawatt solar farm. Now, don't forget, there's 3,000 megawatts out here at Jeffrey Energy Center. You need 5 to 10 acres per megawatt. So if you want 100 megawatts, you're looking at anywhere from 500 to 1,000 acres. Now, you need 30 of those to have 3,000 megawatts. I don't think anybody realizes that you need 5 to 10 acres per megawatt. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody realizes.
Well, definitely some interesting findings here. Jack, what else you got working in the pipeline right now?
Probably within a month, we're going to release our economic impact analysis on the Immaculata.
That'll certainly be an interesting finding there as well. We'll look forward to reading that report. Jack Alston's been our guest here on In Focus. Jack, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Brandon. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to work with you.